and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott, this is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning, and we are back.
Yay!
We have to come back because Blake does such a good job. People will forget who we are after like 3 or 4 days.
He's such a great guy. Thank you, Blake.
Thank you, Blake. Good morning, everybody. It's Wednesday, the 24th of May at 7:05 in the morning. News brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring, compassion, community, and courage. Shasta Regional Medical Center. Good morning, Liam.
Good morning.
What kind of special day is it today besides Liam Day?
Mm-hmm. All right.
I'm looking through this.
Yep. I know. This is something we don't do every day.
I know. We don't do it every day.
We've got some great ones.
Okay.
National Scavenger Hunt Day.
Boo.
Scavenger hunt?
Have you ever been on one?
Yeah.
Gosh, it's been years. You know, we ought to do that.
That would be, you know what? That would be
Here's
really.
Here's a scavenger hunt. Water on our street. Find water on our street. Since they're turning it off every day. Anyway. Okay.
Well, you know what? Okay, so you finish your thing.
Okay, what's the next one?
National Schizophrenia Day.
Oh, no.
Come on. We've got enough of that here.
Well, that would have been us last week during rodeo.
Rodeo week. Yep.
Mm-hmm. We had to be several people with their hats. And
I met myself at the front gate and then met myself again in the rodeo flats.
Anyway, so not to water down the importance of that condition. So let's just move
but
on.
Liam had a big show this weekend.
Yeah.
I did. Yeah. It was fun.
Two, he said.
Yeah, it was two. We ended up planning. We had one that went 7 to 10 p.m. We started setting up for that one at 4.
Uh-huh.
And once 7 p.m. happened, we had another team that went to another location and started setting up the other show that started at 10 p.m. It was a headache. It was such a headache. Oh, my Lord.
You went to two places, played two different crowds? Or did they just follow you to the next
place?
They
just followed us to the next place.
We got to find you a place that you can put 400 or 500 people in.
Yeah.
Yep, that's it. You could fill it every weekend.
That's coming along. You know, that'll be there. Yeah. You know, right now you're just, what do you want to call it? You're kneading the bread. You know?
Yeah, no, I mean.
And it's rising beautifully. So, you're going to find your facility.
So what's it look like?
Gosh, that's right. It's currently 56 degrees in the downtown studios. Feels warmer than that outside. What about those thunderstorms last night? We went out and almost put the plants outside because, you know, the plants thrive, especially if there's, I don't know why that is, it's the ions or whatever, but... Anyway, there were a lot of beautiful thunderstorms last night, but it's sunny today with a high of 87, overnight low, clear skies, 61. Now, Thursday calls slight chance of thunderstorms, about 20%, with a high of 88, and tomorrow night, 61, chance of thunderstorms and mostly clear. Slight chance of showers on Friday with 84, Friday night, 61. And Saturday, sunny and 88 and 88 on Sunday. So we have a beautiful weekend ahead of us. You know, it's that last weekend in May when you think of, getting ready for June. And it's just actually it feels like it's more like April crazy weather. But the weather is brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, locally owned and operated, where they always give senior and veteran discounts. A locally owned family, a veteran-owned business, the Kinney family, 365-3793. Now, we got a lot to discuss here. Let's talk a little bit in this segment before we take
all local
7:15 our break. Let's recap the rodeo. I know we've been gone. My birthday was on Sunday. We drove up to Tahoe, and I'm ashamed to say, we turned around and came right back the next day. There was just so many things that were pending that we needed to take care of that.
We were going to stay Monday and come back Tuesday. So we came back Monday. We didn't tell anybody. Blake took the show Tuesday, did a great job, because we just had all these things to catch up
on. Well, we've got the horse, and we'll talk about that one day more with what the procedure is going on with there, and wrapping our brains around that during the rodeo. And Dr. Shaw was fantastic in taking care and making and clarity, and also the rodeo dudes. So many of the people at the rodeo helped us to get through. Like, you're not alone. This is not unusual. This does happen, etc.
The rodeo was a huge success.
Yes.
We've been talking about Friday at the pancake breakfast. I found out Linda was the sidekick.
You know how hard that was? I mean, we've talked about this, but I had to keep – I don't – you know, I'm just an open book with Carl. I tell him, oh, you know, like, look, oh, would you go get me a Band-Aid? Oh, I hurt here. Oh, you know. Yeah. And I tell him just open, like, just like a girlfriend. I mean, I hate to say that. I don't have – a governor. I just, bleh, you know, and I appreciate the fact that he's a wonderful husband that way and listens to me, or maybe not, but, you know, at least he's a sounding board. 4 days I kept a secret.
And, yeah.
I kept saying, yeah, but, bleh, and I'd stop, and then I would get angry because I had all this building up in me. It was like a volcano.
One night you came in and you were just turned it loose on all types of things, and I'm sitting there going, whoa, you know, I had no idea. But then after it was, the news was released, we had a good laugh.
Okay,
and
well,
then,
let's.
And then the comments, like I said, I didn't know I was sleeping with the felon. And they said, does Linda know about you and Barron?
I mean, you know, here's the thing is that in the midst of what we were doing with the rodeo, and we volunteered for different aspects of the rodeo. And by the way, folks, if you did attend the rodeo, that rodeo brings in close to $15 million.
No, it's not that much.
Well, according to what was told at a meeting.
8 to 10 million. It could be, you know what, that's what we say because we know we can say, but this week may have been a different.
Oh, okay.
I'm not trying to correct you, but the, when you say 15 million, that's more than Claypool Knights and probably three or four others, but it is in the millions. I'm sorry, but the Linda, it was, you know, Linda was somehow.
I was corrected the other day by saying 8 to 10, and somebody said, "Oh no, we were in a meeting where we had some of the heads of the organization that said up to." So that's why I said that.
No, you were in the meetings. Okay,
I heard the number. Anyway,
here's our little Carl and Linda are kind of like discussing things.
All right. Anyway, I know
right.
We're going to get down to like 3 minutes before the break, and so I wanted to kind of get a little insight of what happens. You get a call asking if you would consider doing this sidekick to Barron. They don't tell me who it is, first of all. And you would have to completely keep the secret. And this is what it would entail. You have to meet so-and-so here. And then you're taken in a car, and it's absolutely going to be dressed from head to toe, even your hands. You could go in. And then afterwards, you'll be taken from a car to another car to another car. It was like... And then you are, you'll be done and you'll go right back into society. So, and then the clues, and if they don't get the clues, you have to come to the pancake breakfast and we will then announce it on your show. And then you have to be in the parade. And I thought, okay, well, listen, it was such an honor. I said, sure, I would love to. Well, that was a trip. It was a trip because the biggest part of that for me was holding the secret from you. Or anybody.
Well,
I almost wrote it down and went like, kind of look over. I thought, no, I'm not. I have to play the game.
Were you going to write it down and hand it to me?
Yeah, I was going to write it.
But then
where were you?
No.
Where were you?
You would have been safe anyway because I can't read your writing.
kept saying, where were you? When I was coming back.
I never said that.
Yes, you did. When I came back from the location, you said, where are you right now? I said, I'm running errands.
Because I needed you to do something.
I know.
And it wasn't. It was, anyway.
No, it wasn't like that.
So we had a good laugh.
Great laugh.
I asked everybody when they made the announcement and watched my face. So, anyway. Okay.
So that was just one of the increments of what Rodeo Week consisted of. But it was a fantastic.
My friends, if being a member of the Reading Rodeo Association, which I'm very proud of, I don't join things, very few things. But the work that your neighbors, your community members do on this is just unbelievable. You know, I'm not a construction guy. I mean, but I can lift and carry as well as anybody. I mean, while they're spray painting 40 feet in the air, I'm moving the bucket in the,
You weed eated, you power washed, moved tables.
I was brute labor. That was it. But people like, you know, I'm not even going to try to get into the names, but of course Bennett being at the top of it, Cindy being the manager, but this was probably our most successful rodeo we've had. I mean, it was full. On Wednesday night, it was usually, you know, Wednesday nights, you know, starts it off, but it was 75% full.
Mm-hmm.
85% full for Thursday and just sold out.
Sold out.
And then when we went down on Friday night or Saturday night after the dance or after the rodeo, we go over and we dance there in the cantina. And this younger couple coming back said, "Oh, don't even bother. You can't even get through the crowd. It is so packed."
We went anyway.
We danced.
We got right in front by Jake Easy.
Jake Easy was there. He was the DJ. I mean, it was something else.
Anyway, it was a fantastic event, and congratulations for another 75th year. It was a milestone. People worked so hard. We actually really, really saw the dedication, like Bonnie Mason. I mean, they're every single night selling, merchandise, the Chicks and Chaps, with, Sheila and all the group that we're involved with Chicks and Chaps on Friday and Friday night, and it starts Friday morning it's just, the list goes on, but it was a very successful event.
We've got a lot to be proud of here. Now, for two things. One, it is a nationally ranked rodeo.
25th.
Reading.
In the country.
Yeah. And Reading, yes, it is. And Reading Rodeo is in the Professional Rodeo Cowboys Association's Hall of Fame. But here's the other thing. It draws people together. You see people there, everybody's smiling. You don't care what your political side is or anything like that. Nobody cares. People are there to have a good time, and I think people had a great time. It seemed like it. Everybody was happy. Everybody had people walking around with their 12 pounds of fries, corn dogs, all this stuff. Anyway, let's take a break. This portion of the show brought to you by our friends over at Cornerstone Community Bank. Cornerstone Community Bank was one of the sponsors of the rodeo. In fact, the rodeo did so well this year, some major sponsors came up and said, "You know what? We want to talk to you about next year." Expanding things. But Cornerstone Community Bank is a local bank. We do business there. We're real happy with them. They've got four branches, one down in Red Bluff, two right here in Reading, one on California Street, the other one over in the Cobblestone Shopping Center, and the newest branch down in Anderson. They've been open 16 years, and they've been moving local dreams forward since the day they opened. We'll be right back.
Hi friends, RC with Tobacco and Brew, bringing you this month's Cigar of the Humidor. Esteban Carreras Chupacabra, 10th Anniversary. A medium to full-bodied gem. The 10th anniversary comes wrapped in an oily San Andres leaf. Nicaraguan filler and binder round out a beautiful, complex smoke. With notes of cocoa, pepper, nuts, and earth. Get yours today, Tobacco and Brew, Redding, California.
What does great pizza and ice-cold beer have in common? Charlie's Tap House and mobile catering, of course. Charlie's Pizza, pasta, and more made from scratch with old family recipes using only the finest ingredients. Charlie's will not disappoint when you bite into the bacon spicy mambo pizza. Get ready for an experience you won't find anywhere else. Call Charlie's today to book their patio for your next birthday, baby shower, anniversary, or any other private party. Remember, everything is homemade using secret family recipes. Be sure to try their famous sundial steak salad with perfectly grilled steak tossed in their homemade tomato vinaigrette dressing. Charlie's Tap House, your ultimate ultimate beer experience. Charlize Tap House rule number one, come for the homemade pizza, stay for the beer wall. Charlize Tap House rule number two, never stay empty-handed. Charlize Tap House and mobile catering in two locations, Anderson Outlets and in Reading at the corner of Shasta and East Streets. Charlize Tap House for dine-in, takeout, or delivery. Ask about booking their patio for your next private event. Charlize Tap House, bringing family and friends together.
Bay Area politicians and special interest groups have their sights set on Shasta County. These special interest groups are funding the illegitimate recall effort of recently elected Shasta County Supervisor Kevin Cry. A new California law, AB 2582, allows Gavin Newsom to handpick our next supervisor, and they want a liberal Democrat. Keep the Bay Area catastrophe out of Shasta County and do not support the recall. To donate or more information, go to nooncryrecall.com. Paid for by the committee, Stop Newsom, No On Cry Recall.
Get a great deal on select Kubota equipment, the number one rated tractor brand for durability and owner experience in the U.S. The versatile lineup features performance matched attachments to help you make the most of your land. Right now at participating dealers, get a Kubota compact tractor for zero down, 0% APR for 84 months. Now through June 30th. See us or go to KubotaUSA.com/offers for full disclaimer.
Hi, this is Chelsea with NorCal Tractor and Equipment. You do it all, we do it local.
Why did you switch to Dish?
Everything was going okay with DirecTV,
but our bill was out of control. We saved $280.
$270.
$300. Like, holy
savings.
Hey guys, this is Doug Tooley with B&T Satellite, your authorized Dish retail. We've been offering holy savings like these since 1999. Being local, we listen to your needs in the TV entertainment, and we give you the best that we can. At B&T Satellite, we've saved some of our customers $600 to $1,200 per year, and these prices are locked in for 2 years. Skip the 800 number waiting on hold for long periods of time. Call 241-3474. That's 241-DISH. And if you already have Dish, call us and we'll help you find great ways to upgrade and save money in the years to come.
You're listening to KCNR 96.5 FM at 1460 AM, your talk radio. Online at kcnr1460.com. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and the Bot. Good morning, everybody. How are you doing? It is 7:22 in the morning here on Wednesday the 24th. About 56 degrees out there. Gosh, I was looking...
Hello.
Hello. No, I was looking at the paper and... I read Record Search Light every day, you know, on the...
Online.
Online.
We get it at the house that's on Sunday.
And it's like reading, for the many times, it's you're reading a recap of the online paper. And but they have some things. But here, they've got two stories on recalls. A group is gathering signatures to recall two Gateway School Board trustees. Now, when you looked at it, they said, well, they're, you know, they didn't like the way they voted. You know, they can't, they said they can't vote to get a, you know, to make decisions. Well, why don't they recall all four? Because it's 2-2. That's the, those are the decisions. Well, we don't like these guys. And it's kind of like with Kevin Cry. We don't like the way he votes. Well, I'm pretty sure that there were no secrets about how Kevin Cry was going to vote. Or who he was aligned with. I mean, it was pretty clear when he won. But, oops, nope, that's not enough. And so now his pack is coming back. And one of the things, you know, they, in the stories they have to go bring back Anselmo, of course. And use the word, the wealthy East Coast donor whose vendetta against Shasta County has influenced local politics.
Hmm. When was this released?
You know, this is just today. So, and then it's, you know, half the things about Anselmo and more. Anyway, so they talk about cries facing recall from residents. And they are upset about his decision to prematurely terminate the county's contract with Dominion. Now, the leader of this, of course, was Patrick Jones. It seems like they would try to recall Patrick Jones. And, of course, Chris Kellstrom voted for that, too. Why don't they recall him, too? Well, the reason they're doing it to Kevin Cry is because he's in the 1st District, and they think they've got a better chance. They don't think they have a chance with Jones or Kellstrom. And they're right. I don't know if they have a chance with Cry. Anyway, the pro-Cry stuff is coming out now. The bottom line on what they're saying is we don't want Gavin Newsom to handpick our people running local politics, and I don't either. No matter which, if they are successful, they're going to give a list of people to Gavin Newsom, and he's supposed to pick one to become the supervisor of the of our county. Do we want Gavin Newsom to pick our candidate, pick our supervisor? Let me tell you something. He's Democrat. You think he's going to pick a Republican to be this county supervisor? No, we're letting the governor pick our candidate, pick our supervisor. If you know, I didn't support the Modi. You know, we did not support the Modi recall. We do not support the Cry recall, and because we just let elections take place. You have every right in the world to do it, of course, but let the elections take place. How grievous is it? But now there's an added one because after he was recalled, they changed the rules to say, oh, I'm sorry, and then the governor picks that person. So now Governor Newsom is going to pick our next supervisor if that recall is successful. It's wrong. They are already telling us, have taken over the right to have to put buildings anywhere they want it in Shasta County. They've taken over our land where they say they can decide if it's going to be a solar farm or a wind farm. Right now it's that wind farm. What if they wanted to take an area out there and put a solar farm in Cherry Creek Bottom? Why not let them, they could do that. Hey, we're going to do this. We bought this land. That guy, those people that own still own that land from that supermarket, right? Hey, we're going to put a solar farm there. Get all those bucks. Well, they could do it. Anyway.
Eminent domain.
Well, it's the state has said will not be able to stop at the local level any businesses like the solar farm or renewable energy things. It sucks. So that one reason right there, my friends, is why. Of course, I can't sign it anyway because I'm not in the 1st District. We were in the 1st District until decided.
Yes.
And then they moved us into the 2nd District somehow, even though we haven't moved. And so we didn't get to vote. We haven't gotten to vote on anything in our district for a year or two now because we got moved, before this one and after this one. I mean, it's ridiculous. Now, the last thing I want to bitch about is what are they doing to our streets? What are they doing to Placer? Because it's not enough to just close it. Okay, one day you're closed for a block. Okay, and then the next day, or maybe even that same day, you come back down the street and it's blocked all the way to the airport.
Can I say something, please? We came back from Lake Tahoe, and from Lake Tahoe with the potholes.
One day trip.
Oh my God, you guys! The potholes in Lake Tahoe are amazing. And then coming back from Lake Tahoe, they not only experienced all the fires last year and then the snow, road construction, going through Folsom, major developments happening in Folsom off of 50. And when we just everywhere it seems like there's just road construction. But let's do acknowledge, Carl, that we live in an older part. Our house is over 60 years old. We need to have the sewer system fixed. There's a lot of new development happening down in Reading, and they need to tear up the streets in order to get down there and do that. So we are experiencing, like last year, our whole street was ripped up, and this year there's little areas, and my folks are going to be coming up today, and I said, please come up South Street instead of, Placer. Because Placer's closed, and I don't know if you've gone down if you don't make the Court Street exit to South, if you get on Placer, some of that, or you can't get on Placer, you're stuck going through all the way through downtown, all the way up to where Bettinger Park is on some of these days. So anyway, it's progress, it's development. I know.
I understand, but
I know.
And then they leave that's not what you were saying last night when you found the flyer. Now
that said 3 days of
3 days of intermittent.
Well, we came
water.
Back after we gone for less than 24 hours and turned on to do some laundry, and all of a sudden I said, did they turn the water off? Because you could everything was like making that pop sound, and come to find out that the 24th, 25th, 26th, occasionally they will turn the water off. So we don't know when.
we don't know what time
of day it's going to be.
It could be, it doesn't say what time of day, or it could be all 3 days. Anyway, enough of us. Okay, we're back. Now we're going to start back into our show. When we come back from this break, we've
all
got
right.
Debbie Johnson here. We're talking
Memorial Day
and a big event's going on for that. And then after that, Stephanie Bridget, Shasta County DA, will join us. We'll be right back.
All my instincts, they return. The grand facade so soon will burn. Without a noise, without my pride, I'll reach out from the inside.
Don't let your friends call the 800 number. Call our daddy and the guys at B&T Satellite.
Hi, it's David from B&T Satellite, your Dish Premier local retailer. Upgrade to Dish from DirecTV and get a $300 prepaid MasterCard. Just mention offer code DTV2DISH. Come in or call us today at 530-241-3474 to learn more and make the switch to Dish. That's 530-241-3474. Offer ends July 12th. Eligibility requirements and restrictions apply. Call for full details.
Crossroads Auto Body Repair, still the best price in town. Working hard on your dents, dings, and complete paint jobs if your car is peeling or faded. Call for your free written estimate today. They've worked on thousands of vehicles over the years here in Reading, and they accept all insurance companies. Call 530-226-0992.
We'll do it right, and we'll do it fast. Let us get you back on the road again.
Crossroads, we're here to get you back out on the road.
Whether it's birds or bugs, dirt and grime, Quick and Clean Car Wash at Market Street and Eureka Way in downtown Reading has car wash packages starting at only $9. Buy 5 car wash coupons, get one free. Or buy 10 car wash coupons, get 3 free. So whether you're off to work or off to play, stop by Quick and Clean Car Wash at Market Street and Eureka Way in downtown Reading. Quick and clean.
Celebrate 30 years with us at Wind River Resort and Casino and join us for our $300,000 anniversary Swag to Win drawing. Swag your River Club card daily to win free slot play, free drawing entries, or other instant prizes. Play any of your favorite slot machines and table games with your River Club card to earn entries. Join us for weekly drawings every Thursday starting at 7 p.m. for your chance to win up to $300,000 cash. For complete details, see WindRiver.com or call 1-800-280-YOU-WIN. Find your moment at Wind River Resort and Casino.
Senator Kay Maurice and Marianne Johannesson Foundation presents Turtle Bay's Walk on the Wild Side Animal Show, back for another summer season, featuring live animals showing off their natural behaviors in Turtle Bay's outdoor amphitheater. Come see Spike the Porcupine, Cricket the Barn Owl, Digger the Badger, Curie the Raven, and many more. And don't miss the museum exhibits, outdoor playgrounds, and gardens, all at the Sundial Bridge at Turtle Bay. Walk on the Wild Side Animal Show, Tuesdays through Sundays, 11 a.m. and 12 p.m. Learn more at turtlebay.org.
At Shasta Regional Medical Center, we're specialists in emergency care with the experience and training to deliver expert diagnosis and treatment to all emergency patients. Shasta Regional Medical Center is certified as an advanced primary stroke facility and is one of the nation's 50 top cardiovascular hospitals and is a fully accredited chest pain center. In an emergency, when every minute has meaning and every second counts, choose Shasta Regional Medical Center, your choice for emergency care. Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring for our community when minutes matter.
Reading Cold 45.
And good morning, and we are getting ready for the, I don't know why that cut off, the Colt 45 game.
Colt 45 is coming into the month here. That's right. Yeah. It starts out with Veterans Day. It's going to be a great season. Hey, this portion of the show brought to you by Crackmaster Windshield Repair. Nobody knows more about repairing windshields than Jeff Wurst. Whether it's a small chip or a crack over 2 feet in length, Jeff can fix it. He doesn't take chances with your safety, your family's safety. Totally professional. Guarantees his work for the life of the windshield. I can't say enough about Jeff Wurst and what he does for people's cars, trucks, or RVs. That's right. For a free inspection and analysis, take your vehicle down to 3208 South Market Street or give Jeff a call at 530-241-8373 for an appointment today. Locally owned, local business, veteran-owned business. And speaking of veterans, we're here with Debbie Johnson.
Good morning.
Good to see both
How
of you.
How are
today.
You?
Now,
yeah.
As Linda said during the break, we talk about unsung
Good to
heroes.
Good see you.
Unsung heroes. And Debbie is one of those. When it comes to veterans, she and her husband are just...
Donate. And
they headed up the Angel Flights where they took...
Honor Flights.
I'm sorry.
That's
Honor
okay.
Flights.
We think of them as
I do that every year. Honor Flights where they were taking World War II veterans from our area back to Washington, D.C. for free.
Correct.
To let them see the memorial, the World War II memorials there. And people would pay their own way and volunteer to go attendants or helpers and these things.
Yeah, we call them guardians.
Guardians.
Yeah.
Okay.
And we had a lot of local sponsorship. We had bank sponsorships. We had lots of money rolling in to help with
to
that.
To help do that.
And a lot of people on our board besides Tom and I. So
I know. But you two are always out there for everything that's going on. But that honor flight slowed down.
It did for us because we were committed to World War II.
Yeah.
And there's hubs across the country and even here in California that are continuing to take Korean War veterans, Vietnam veterans. So look those up if you're interested in doing that, and we'll make sure you get there.
Mark your calendars for Tuesday next week. That is May 30th at 11 a.m. at the Veterans Memorial Grove, located in the Reading Civic Auditorium grounds at 7 o'clock. That's something that's going to be going on. Tell us, Debbie, give us
a visual. It's not 7, is it?
That's 700. That's the address.
Oh,
okay. So it's at 11 a.m.
Right.
But so we've got – now, is there anything happening out at IGO?
Yes. On Monday, it's at noon at IGO. They're gonna, they've changed from the 5:55 p.m.
Okay.
To noon. So – but the City of Reading and the Shasta County Veterans Affiliated Council have, for 30 years, this is our 30th annual, celebrated the historical date of May 30th. That was declared as Memorial Day, and we're doing that this year on Tuesday.
And the Grove, let's talk about the Grove. There is a special area in front of the Civic Auditorium, and you'll see we've been out there several times. In fact, I think you spoke. Ted Lighty spoke. I mean, you have a speaker and a choir, and it's just a beautiful under tents. And so, tell us about that day. What we can expect to see?
Well, we do have shade for folks, but it's okay if you bring a little pop up for yourself. But there's going to be three large tents. And we have a donation from Energy Command Support for one of those. And the Northern Gateway Chorus is going to be singing and the medleys. Oh, my gosh. And you probably know Donna and Kara Frampton.
Yes.
They're going to do the national anthem for us.
They're fantastic.
We have some beautiful folks singing as well as Linda in our community for the anthem.
It's always an honor.
Oh, it is. And our keynote speaker is Chuck Kinney. You might know
him.
Oh,
my gosh. He's just a Vietnam veteran helicopter
pilot.
Yeah.
Yes. Purple Heart recipient.
Oh, man.
Here's another one of those unsung heroes that helps veterans. He goes over to Vietnam on a regular basis.
He's going to go in June.
He's going to go in June again to look for MIAs. And we're not talking about a little operation here. This thing is huge, really good sized excavations where they know a helicopter went down. So then they get there to the village. Of course, most of those people have passed, but trying to find the remains of those who are lost out there, bring closure. So,
you know, Debbie, I just want to interject something here that it's very, very interesting. We had some friends that recently went overseas, and although, you know, people serve and men and women have served, and we've got, you know, because we're both married to vets, Debbie, you and I.
Yes,
so
we are.
We understand the commitment and how their life changed once they served and how they view things. And so in living with a veteran and being involved with veteran events, it shines a different light. Now, we had some friends that recently were over in Normandy, and although they've always been appreciative, I think probably it hit them on a different level when they saw how many crosses were in just the American cemetery of all those people. Makes me want to cry because we were there. But all of those people who, those are souls.
They
gave their life, and how important it is for our country, and when we think about things that are changing and unraveling. I mean, they fought so that we could have the freedom to do that, but you know what I mean.
I do know what you mean. And this is, I mean, this is one day, 2 days a year because of the Monday holiday, to think about those who gave the ultimate sacrifice. This is that day. It's not Veterans Day. It's not Armed Forces Day. It's Memorial Day.
Right.
And so many people think of it as a three-day weekend.
To go barbecue.
And if you ask kids, what's this about?
Oh, I have a special kid coming this time. It happens to be my great-grandson, and he's going to lead us in the Pledge of Allegiance.
Mm. Okay, that's great. You have people then, like the young man that puts flags in Preston Sharp.
I'm going to help him Friday.
Yeah, and puts, you know, the flowers and mm-hmm. the flags and all the graves.
He understands.
Made this a life business here.
When he saw that there wasn't someone taking care of this honored person who served their country, his relative, he went to work, and boy, has he worked.
Yes.
He sure is.
And we appreciate all that.
Okay, so
May 30th.
Tuesday.
Okay. And if you would like to lay a wreath, we don't provide the wreath, so if you would like to lay a wreath, you might want to get started on that, and give me a call at 530-357-3380. And if you haven't already laid a wreath in the past, or you want to confirm that your group or organization or individually are on the list, please do that. Or if you're new to wanting to lay a wreath with us, Wes Tucker's going to be the officer of the day, our new veteran service officer, and he and I are going to guide you to wreath laying and honoring our fallen heroes.
Now there's a lunch afterwards.
There is, and it's free. Everybody come. That Rotary.
It's a good shot.
That's wonderful.
It's a good lunch too.
David Kehoe's Rotary.
So it's going to be at noon.
It's 11 a.m.
And
the luncheon will hopefully be right at noon. We hope to keep it to an hour.
It should be. That's about it. And it's honoring those who have fallen in defense of our country. It's going to start at 11 o'clock down at the Civic Auditorium out in front in the mm-hmm. Veterans Grove there. Speakers, the National Anthem,
Echo Pledge of Jefferson Pipe Bag Band.
It's going to be wonderful. It's going to be
wonderful.
Beautiful.
It is going to be beautiful.
And the we're
historical
be there.
Folks are
we'll
going to
be there
with that helicopter.
Yeah, we'll be there too.
That's great.
And to pay honor for those. I remember the last person I knew when that fell in combat, the last time I was in Iraq. We only had like about, it doesn't make any difference how much time, it wasn't much time left when she was killed.
Yeah.
So I'll always, that's the last one when I was deployed. That gave the utmost for her country. So, Megan McClung.
Yeah, Megan, and she was driving
she was in a Humvee.
Yeah.
She volunteered to do this mission, too.
Wow.
So, yeah.
And a volunteer.
She volunteered to come back.
Our forces are all volunteers now.
Well, they are, but I mean, she volunteered for this mission that another man turned down. And she took it over. And was doing a great job, but paid the ultimate price.
I have a great female veteran friend who likes to remind me that women always volunteered.
that's absolutely true. They were never drafted. They were in there. And so, okay, Debbie, thank you so much
thank
for this.
You
and we will,
so
and,
good to see
and
you.
I have, I th- well, we have the press release, so we will be talking
definitely
about
we'll
it.
Be out there to see you and
we'll
support Chuck and all of the veterans attending. We encourage everybody, take time out of your day. Show up. It's really very important to just be present. It's just an hour and a half of your time. You would think that in a work environment.
Lunch.
Yeah, you think in a work environment they would say, yeah, yes, absolutely. It's time off for our staff to go do this kind of thing together as a group.
Okay. Perfect.
Thank you so much.
Thanks, Debbie Johnson.
Bye. Love you too.
Okay. Give Tom's hugs.
We love you. We'll be right back.
We'll be right back.
I tried to make it Sunday, but I got so damn depressed that I set my sights on Monday, and I got myself undressed. I ain't ready for the altar, but I do agree there's times when a woman sure can be a friend of mine. Will I keep on thinking about you?
It's never too late to start at Shasta College. Late start classes and 8-week compressed classes are still available. To learn more about upskilling or reskilling for a current job or career, information is online at shastacollege.edu or call one of our counselors to see how easy it is to get enrolled at 530-242-7650. Shasta College offers in-person, hybrid, and online class options to fit your busy life and responsibilities. Financial aid is available. More at shastacollege.edu.
What does great pizza and ice-cold beer have in common? Charlie's Tap House and mobile catering, of course. Charlie's Pizza, pasta, and more made from scratch with old family recipes using only the finest ingredients. Charlie's will not disappoint when you bite into the bacon spicy mambo pizza. Get ready for an experience you won't find anywhere else. Call Charlie's today to book their patio for your next birthday, baby shower, anniversary, or any other private party. Remember, everything is homemade using secret family recipes. Be sure to try their famous sundial steak salad with perfectly grilled steak tossed in their homemade tomato vinaigrette dressing. Charlie's Tap House, your ultimate beer experience. Charlie's Tap House rule number one, come for the homemade pizza, stay for the beer wall. Charlie's Tap House rule number two, never stay empty-handed. Charlie's Tap House and mobile catering in two locations, Anderson Outlets and in Reading at the corner of Shasta and East Streets. Charlie's Tap House for dine-in, takeout, or delivery. Ask about booking their patio for your next private event. Charlie's Tap House, bringing family and friends together.
At Premier Oil Change, you can be assured that our highly trained staff will take great care of you and your vehicle. From your air pressure to your windshield wipers and everything in between, we make it easy for you with our quick, convenient drive-through service. No appointment necessary, you just drive right in. We also perform our comprehensive 30-point certified service. You get to enjoy a free beverage with free Wi-Fi and earn points towards free products and services with Premier Rewards. Use Premier Services to maintain your new car warranty. Now that is a win-win. Drive in today. Learn more at PremierOilChange.com or visit us in Palisadro, located in the Holiday Market Shopping Center, or in Reading on Lake Boulevard next to Waterworks Park, or in Anderson across from Round Table Pizza. All three locations, you get a free car wash with every oil change. Premier Oil Change, home of the friendly oil change.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier, your friendly oil change.
Signs, signs, signs. That's right. Wonderland Signs has your signs. Big signs. We do them. Vehicle wraps. We do them. If it's a sign, we do them. Vinyl, paint, 3D, murals, big, little, inside, outside, every sign you could want.
Sorry, Bob. Could we sign a monster truck for you? Could you do that again?
When you need sign work, Wonderland Signs is the one. Featuring the highest quality materials, longest warranties in the area, all at competitive prices. Wonderland Signs quality can't and won't be beat. From vinyl architectural to banners to magnetics, from 3D to vehicle wraps to sandblasted to murals. If it's a visual message you want to send, we can deliver. Plus, being that we are fully licensed, bonded, and insured contractors, we can install them when other sign shops can't. We even offer financing on many sign types. Check us out online at WonderlandSigns.com or come by the shop on South Market and meet the Wonderland Signs staff.
Mention this ad and get 50% off any pair of magnetic signs.
Wonderland Signs, now celebrating 37 years in business in the North State with amazing attention to detail and quality service. Wonderland Signs.
And good morning and welcome back to our Wednesday edition here of Free Fire Radio with Carl and Linda Bott. How are you? Are you... Oh, have you gotten over that? The fabulous, just every single day, something going on with rodeo. It went on for almost an entire month, and here we are. Now we're moving forward to Memorial Day. We just had Debbie Johnson on. This portion of the show is brought to you by, of course, our friends at Four Winds Jewelry. And I was a wonderful, happy recipient of a beautiful turquoise bracelet from Four Winds Jewelry, a signed vintage piece. Fabulous. And I love the fact that they do have estate pieces at Four Winds Jewelry. They can go in, like I've got to take stones. You know what it is when you wear your rings all the time and you're banging them around with, you know, doing the yard work or whatever you're doing to get your prongs, get your jewelry cleaned, get it estimated, because we need to have, we need to know if you need to take insurance out for lost jewelry or mother's or father's estate pieces that have been handed down to you. These kinds of things for your safe and for your purposes. But Four Winds Jewelry does all of that. They are located at 2225 Hilltop Drive in Reading. It's kind of kitty corner over there to C.R. Gibbs. Now, one of the things when Debbie was just here, we were talking about Memorial Day. Now, Memorial Day, like you said, it's not Veterans Day. It's a day to remember. It's memorial. So here are a couple things from actually good housekeeping that you can think about doing. If you cannot make the 11 o'clock down at the Grove, which is a specific veterans grove that's right in front of the Civic outside. It's right there across from, not the bridge, but across from the Hyatt. So what you can do is donate flowers for soldiers' graves. You can, take a tour of a national park. You can help build a home for a veteran. You can shop at a veteran-owned business. A lot of times, many of the, organizations that we have here that sponsor our radio show are veteran-owned business. We are a veteran-owned business as well. Learn how to play a patriotic song. Liam, do you play any patriotic songs?
I don't really have like a repertoire of songs that I know.
Well, we're talking about for Tuesday, though, Memorial Day, we will be lighting them up.
Yeah, yeah.
The show.
Okay, and there's several of them. You know, it could be God Bless America, anything. Watch the Memorial Day concert. Number 7, take a virtual tour of the White House. 8, listen to veterans' stories. You know what? I bet you on your block, you've got that older person, or maybe even go to the veterans home. These guys, I mean, we think about, like, we've got books, we've got magazines, just to think about putting together, how about a family putting together a care package and bringing a care package to the VA home. Craft your own Memorial Day poppy. Now, do you remember years ago when there would be the poppies they would be selling these little poppies or just for a donation at the outside of grocery stores? We don't see it as much anymore, but the poppy is worn as a sign of remembrance. It's considered National Poppy Day as well. So you can make your own or you can go find one at a store. Number 10, donate to related causes. Number 11, write letters to soldiers and their families. To your kids, Memorial Day may just be another day from school, but to remind that it's much more than that, have them write handwritten notes to active American soldiers and veterans. That is really meaningful. Number 12, now this is interesting, and I wouldn't think about that. You know, coupons tucked inside your Sunday paper, clip them, even if they're expired, and mail them to a military base associated with overseas coupon program. Current soldiers can use coupons up to 6 months after they expire in military commissaries. Isn't that cool?
It's not just soldiers. It's all military here, by the way.
Put together care package for soldiers. Create patriotic chalk art. Attend a Memorial Day parade. Watch a patriotic movie. Deliver dessert to a local family. decorate.
Let me give you a couple ideas
okay.
for patriotic movies. Saving Private Ryan, The Battle of D-Day, Black Hawk Down. If you like going into older ones, Bataan, which was made in early World War II, and it had an eclectic cast of soldiers and sailors in it, all nationalities, all colors, everything, talking about fighting together to stop the Japanese.
There's Yankee Doodle Dandy, Act of Valor, Rescue Dawn, Hacksaw Ridge, Top Gun, American Sniper, Top Gun,
Maverick,
The Messenger, Flags of Our Fathers, Crimson Tide, Greyhound.
Greyhound was not big because it was on, I think, Apple TV. It starred Tom Hanks, and it's a true story of a destroyer that was escorting ships across the Atlantic to England, and the wolf packs, the German wolf pack subs that came in and attacked it. And like I said, it's a true story.
I love Hacksaw Ridge.
And Hacksaw Ridge, of course, is a true story of a young man who was a conscientious objector.
Right. It's so good. Tigerland, Memorial Day 2012, MASH 1970, 1917, Behind Enemy Lines.
Well, you know, some of these.
Saving Private Ryan, Lone Survivor. We Were Soldiers.
Oh, great one. There
Dunkirk.
Okay.
And the list goes on.
Hey, look, when you're traveling this year, and just something that, you know, that most people wouldn't do, but some people do. In Yellowstone National Park, the staff had to euthanize a newborn bison.
Oh.
Because, and it's something that happens here, but on a different scale. A motorist saw a newborn bison in the river, and it had been separated from the herd. And so he went to rescue it. And so what he did was he got it out of the river and pushed it up on the road. Well, when he did that, the herd rejected it because of the smell or whatever happened.
Been human contaminated.
Well, the person doing it saw that he thought it was going to drown.
Yes.
And I mean, there's, you understood why he did it, but just remember, it's like if you find fawns or you find, even kittens out there. Mom may have put them there for a reason, and they're not in danger. Mom put them there, and it's coming back after.
Yeah, they went to go feed so they could bring food back.
Yeah.
And I read that recently about fawns that, you know, just leave them.
You'll see them on roads sometimes or driveways because it's warm. So just let Mom come back and get them. So that kind of thing.
That's so sad. Well, anyway, that was a really good thing you brought up just because there may be somebody driving right now on the way to work, on the way on a trip, and may hear that little tidbit that's so vitally important about, you know, our wildlife management. Just don't, you know.
Give them a shot. Okay. Gosh, so many things happening around Reading with all the things that are going on. Yes, the rodeo's over, but now we have Memorial Day coming up, and that's a kickoff into the summer. The 4th of July weekend with the Celebrate Reading with all of the fireworks going on. It's going to be a busy summer, everybody. And the thing is with the temperatures, is take care of yourself and also make sure that you don't leave your animals or kids in a locked car. Cassie Landon, who is Miss Reading Rodeo, also is animal control for Haven Humane. Besides, a very intelligent young lady, hardworking young lady. She's got like three jobs and a great representative for Reading at the other rodeos around here. But that is their alert call. That's their 911. When she gets that call, she drops anything she's doing and she heads to a car.
And
finally, to save an animal.
Fox News used to be the place where conservatives went to break news, but the right-wing ecosystem has turned on the network, leaving Twitter as the center of media gravity for the Republican Party. Elon Musk has displaced Robert Murdoch and Fox News as the key conservative media in weeks. And it's very interesting because watching Elon Musk, I've been kind of fascinated with his interviews. And he said, you know, they call me super right conservative, but, you know, I'm the one that's, you know, trying to figure out how to harness or be able to, you know, with electric cars so that we can save our,
save the environment.
Save the environment and things that, you know, he says, I call myself in the middle of the road, you know.
Yeah, well, you'll see him make statements either way. Okay, we got to run. And when we come back, Shasta County District Attorney Stephanie Bridget joins us.
Yeah.
KCNR, Shasta, Redding.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com, I'm Jeremy House. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis is set to launch his 2024 presidential campaign this evening. The 44-year-old Republican has long been seen as Donald Trump's leading rival for the Republican nomination. He plans to announce his decision in an online conversation with Twitter CEO Elon Musk. National Weather Service Guam Chief Meteorologist Landon Eidlett says Typhoon Mawar's heading straight for the center of Guam.
We have seen a slight northward shift in its track. This morning's forecast plot did indicate a passage over Marizo was likely. That track has shifted northward, so we're looking at a passage more so for central Guam.
The U.S. military has sent away ships while residents have stockpiled supplies. An abortion battle is intensifying in South Carolina. Republican Governor Henry McMaster promises to sign a bill banning most abortions after roughly 6 weeks into her pregnancy.
The bill restores a 2021 ban that took effect when the U.S. Supreme Court overturned Roe v. Wade last year. But the ban was overturned by South Carolina's highest court because it violated the state constitution's right to privacy. Republican State Senator Richard Cash.
I certainly believe the majority of South Carolinians value life.
Planned Parenthood South Atlantic says as soon as the governor signs the measure, it will file a request for a temporary restraining order. I'm Donna Warder.
A criminal investigation in Texas over the police response to the Robb Elementary School shooting is still going on a year after a gunman killed 19 children and two teachers in Uvalde. On Wall Street, the Dow is off 240 points, the Nasdaq's down 140. More on these stories at townhall.com.
People ask me sometimes, Lance, I'm worried about my finances and I feel bad because I shouldn't be worried, right? I realize that inflation is going to be eating up money. I've got to do something to get around this crazy stock market and Biden's spending spree. Gold has, since the beginning of time, been the resource that God's people have relied on. The silver is mine and the gold is mine, is what the prophet Haggai said during a time of great shaking. To protect your retirement, I recommend that you diversify your 401k or IRA right out of paper assets and into physical gold. And the best way to do that is with Gold IRA from the Birch Gold Group. I want you to text the words FAITH, F-A-I-T-H, to 989898 and get a free info kit on Gold IRAs. There's no strings attached to this, so just text FAITH, F-A-I-T-H, to 989898 and see what I've discovered here about gold and its ability to stabilize your investment and create a storage of wealth for you in unsteady times.
Cathay Pacific Airways has fired three flight attendants after a complaint that they discriminated against a non-English-speaking passenger.
The row began when a passenger on a Cathay Pacific flight accused some of the crew of using English and Cantonese to laugh at Mandarin speakers for their lack of language skills. Flight attendants were reportedly overheard making fun of one passenger who asked in English for a carpet instead of a blanket and was invited sarcastically to lie on the floor. The online post went viral, with many in mainland China seeing it as evidence of discrimination by people from Hong Kong. One commentator on Chinese state media called it a symbol of worshipping foreigners and looking down on mainlanders.
That's BBC correspondent Simon Ponsford reporting. Switzerland's executive branch says it favors changes to copyright law to require large online service providers to pay media companies for use of journalistic content. News and analysis at townhall.com. Mexico's volcano known as El Popo has been belching gas and ash for days, but not everyone is worried about it.
Dear Diana Alba sells flowers in the town of Ameca. She says the only time she's worried about El Popo is when it's quiet. The nearly 17,800-foot mountain, 45 miles southeast of Mexico City, has been dusting towns and crops in a superfine ash. Mexico's National Center for Prevention of Disasters says small domes of lava forming inside the volcano's crater are being destroyed by explosions, and those explosions are expected to continue over the coming weeks. I'm Donna Warder.
The head of the Russian private army, Wagner, says his force lost more than 20,000 soldiers in the drawn-out battle for Bakhmut in Ukraine. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is...
Oh, guess what day it is? Guess what day it is? Huh? Anybody? Julie, hey, guess what day it is? Oh, come on, I know you can hear me. Mike. What day is it, Mike? Leslie, guess what today is?
It's hump day.
Woo-hoo!
Yep, here we go. It's hump day. It's Wednesday, the 24th of May. We are already into June. You know, here we go. 8:05 in the morning, and news brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring, compassion, community, and courage. Shasta Regional Medical Center, healing starts here. Liam's at the helm. Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning. Are you okay?
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's
hanging out.
Yeah, hanging out.
He just said, I'm just now coming back because Friday, I mean, for all of you, Liam is a huge musician, and he put on two concerts on Friday, and I can only assume what the energy of what it is to put it on, the pre, getting ready, you know, all that stuff, and then the come down afterwards.
But you used to put on rock concerts when you were in Nashville.
Yeah, and
you know,
yes, I did. But I was doing Women in Music, and we did every Wednesday night. So three female fronted bands there, and there was a lot. There were myself and three other women. So you know, everybody kind of held each other up. But anyway, so Liam, thank you for, you know, coming and being part of this. Now let's get into the weather. It's going to be today our highs will be 87, overnight lows of 61. Thursday calls for a slight chance of thunderstorms. Oh my goodness. With a high of 88, overnight lows of 61. Boy, did we have thunderstorms last night. It was actually magical. Friday, slight chance of showers with a high of 84. Friday night, mostly clear. And Saturday, sunny. With a high of 88 and Sunday, 88. There's our forecast. Little thunderstorms, possibly. That's about 20% chance of thunderstorms. And the weather is brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, located in Anderson. In fact, we just talked about Chuck Kinney's going to be the keynote speaker at the Memorial Grove on the 30th. Chuck Kinney started Shasta Gas Propane and the Kinney family, so we'll obviously be out there to support him. He's a great guy. Anyway, Shasta Gas Propane, locally owned, operated, where senior and veterans are always given discounts. 365-3793.
You know, Liam, just for a second. Liam is the only person in our whole staff, maybe so, in our whole staff that people say, everybody says they like Liam. Everybody. No, I mean, the shows do it. Media Plus do it. Who don't like anybody. I'm just kidding, Chris and Kim. But, they just extol your virtues. I mean, everybody. And they go, you know, he is such a nice young man. I mean, they don't know you as well as I do.
He is a nice man, young man.
He has been an
integral part. He's a very nice
man.
And he always says, you know what he says? I got you.
Yeah, or...
He says, I got you.
Cool beans. And when I'm recording my spots, it's like, when I finish, he goes, gold. He says, it's golden. You know,
That doesn't always mean it's golden. That just means I have something to work with.
That's what I mean. And then he spends the next 30 minutes cleaning it up, you know. Hey, our guest this morning is Can you believe it's been a month? Can you believe it's been a month?
No.
Yeah. Our Shasta County DA, Stephanie Bridget.
Good morning.
Good morning.
And by the way, I had met her husband several years ago, and your kids were in the Cascade Theater and so well behaved in their homeschooled, I believe. Or no, they're not homeschooled anymore. Or maybe some.
Two are still homeschooled and two are not.
Okay. But I met him because he is with the Sea Cadets. Mm-hmm. And I had the Sea Cadets approach them, Heather Van Zorn. Is it
Van Horn?
Van Horn. Mm-hmm. And she heads up the Sea Cadets. She's grown the Sea Cadets, you know, with the help of your husband and others. Mm-hmm. A lot of adult supervision, their parents or something. But these kids are just outstanding.
They help you sell programs.
I had them out there selling programs. I got a dollar a piece.
Yeah.
So, you know, and that was one of the surprising things. This program was really, really a good program. I don't know if you had a chance to see it yet. It was our 75th anniversary. It had history in there. It had all types of things. I thought we'd sell out, and we didn't. So I've got a few left over. So I think what we're going to do is approach businesses and others. And so they would have those so that, you know, as part of in their waiting rooms or their lobbies.
Yes.
Because
yeah,
this gives a history of Reading and how it started, the rodeo, and how it got to where it is now. But anyway, the Sea Cadets were there.
Yeah, it's a good program.
Just really, really good kids.
Yeah, so. It's really good for the kids. Anyone out there who's looking to get their kids involved in something structured and good and do a lot of community service.
They do a lot of that.
A lot of community service. It's a really good program.
Yeah, they haven't been paid yet, but I'm sure that this I'll wander on down there today or tomorrow and get a check for them. So, okay, welcome, Stephanie.
Hello. Good morning.
Nice to see you.
You got a lot on your plate, girl.
Things are always busy, for sure.
Next month we kick off Elder.
So June is Elder Abuse Prevention and Awareness Month. So every year we do a food drive to try to, you know, raise, not only raise awareness to elder abuse prevention, but also do something for elders in our community. We partner with Dignity Health for that. All food that's received is distributed to elders in our community by Dignity Health Connected. So it's a great thing that we do every year. We always get so much food. And then what we do is we spend one day as an office packing it. But it is not just the food that we're providing. We're also putting in each bag all the literature that they need and information they would need if they were a victim of elder abuse, like what elder abuse is, what they can do to get help and get resources. We make sure that's all in there, too. It's just another way to reach elders in our community to know that we're out there, that there are services and people that can help and protect them.
Well, you reach out to other organizations, too. I know that banks are... The tellers are trained.
Yeah.
If they see something strange with an elder, with a senior, in most cases what it is somebody that is, quote, probably a family member, but is taking advantage of them monetarily. And that I know of one case where they came in to cash a check and the bank refused to cash it until they got a hold of you or the police or somebody. They said, there's something going on here.
Yeah, it's frequently a family member or a caretaker that's some type of extended family member or lifelong friend. So it's really sad because we often see that financial abuse of elders where they're getting their check, taking them and having them deposit in their account.
Yeah.
Now, we did a live remote last year. It was behind City Hall. And you were, I think you're being awarded or highlighted.
I was one of the speakers that day, and it was for elder abuse prevention.
Exactly. Yeah. And we got so much information from different people who came on our radio show. And what we did, I think we were there for 3 hours, and we, you know, what's it called when you put the hold on the other shows that come on, and we came in and we did it live, and there was just some incredible organizations here in Reading that talked about, including, you know, when we have some of the police on talking about the checks, talking about tellers being trained and some of those things. Do you remember that, Carl?
Oh, absolutely.
It was fantastic.
Yeah. It really does take a community on this one to try and take care of our elders. There are people who are being taken advantage of,
yeah.
And by the and this is the worst part, their family. Mm-hmm. But in many cases, it's like a nephew or a grandson that, you know, doesn't mm-hmm. have a job or something. And it's not like that all the time, of course. But.
It's like that a lot. Unfortunately, we see way more cases that are that way than that are not. Vast majority are. And then once it's in my office and there's a prosecution going, a lot of times it takes on kind of the dynamics of a domestic violence case that frequently do, where now the elder feels like they don't want to cooperate because now they feel bad because their kid or their nephew or whoever it is has said, I'm so sorry, I'm not going to do it again. And so they continue to be even manipulated throughout that process. So it's really a sad thing to watch play out, to have it happen in the first place, but then have it go through the system. And it's just awful.
We have close friends that happened down in L.A., if I remember right, that the father ends up falling and being injured, and there's all kinds of types of stuff going on there that you just have to really makes you wonder, because we would never think of that. You know, the vast majority of people would never think about that. But it does happen, and it happens too frequently. That's why next month we're going to talk about some of the things that are happening. But got to take a break here. Hey, this portion of the show brought to you by Judy Maxwell, Maxwell Insurance and Financial. Judy is an expert in this. I just gave her name to somebody who cannot. Their fire insurance went up literally. $10,000 a year. $10,000 a year from the insurance company. And I said, you need to go talk to Judy Maxwell, because she knows all the different programs that can help people, first of all. And she has helped everybody we have sent successfully help them to save money, to have their homes protected, all of these. She is truly a person that takes interest in all of her clients, and she has built her insurance and financial group into two separate entities, the insurance and then financial management. And if you're looking for second opinions on your insurance or your 401ks or investment plans, give Judy a call at 530-221-0441 for a free review and evaluation. That's and by the way, Maxwell Insurance won the chuck wagon race on Saturday night. Hey, I don't think Judy was driving, but she was there because I could hear that Texas voice. Yeehaw! We'll be right back.
Get a great deal on select Kubota equipment, the number one rated tractor brand for durability and owner experience in the U.S. The versatile lineup features performance-matched attachments to help you make the most of your land. Right now at participating dealers, get a Kubota compact tractor for zero down, 0% APR for 84 months. Now through June 30th. See us or go to KubotaUSA.com/offers for full disclaimer.
Hi, this is Chelsea with NorCal Tractor and Equipment. You do it all, we do it local.
Plan, save, and enjoy the Shasta District Fair June 21st through 24th. Save up to 30% with your advanced purchase of day passes, season passes, and carnival wristbands at Shasta District Fair and Event Center.com. Click the Purchase Tickets button under the Fair tab. Season pass sale absolutely ends June 20th. Opening day is Waterworks Park Kids Day. Washboard Willie is back, along with music, comedy, magic, carnival, junior livestock show and auction, and so much more. Don't miss out. Now through June 20th, save up to 30% on pre-sale tickets. The Shasta District Fair opens Wednesday, June 21st. It's the place to be.
Aloha, this is Kevin, operations manager at Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. A professionally cleaned business sends a message to your paying customers. It says you are a company that cares about your image and always presenting the very best impression. Time after time, I've talked to clients who shopped for the lowest price and after a few months realized that their professional image was suffering. They didn't know who was actually coming into their offices to do the cleaning, and they just weren't getting the value they were paying for. Be wary of big-name companies that take your money, then hire unknown contractors to do the work. Since 1987, Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, your local professionals, have been offering the best in office cleaning by our screened, bonded, and insured staff. Take pride in your business and say aloha to your customers with the professional cleaning services from Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. Call 221-5868, 221-5868, MauiBob'sOfficeCleaning.com.
Hi, this is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home, too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
At Shasta Regional Medical Center, we're specialists in emergency care with the experience and training to deliver expert diagnosis and treatment to all emergency patients. Shasta Regional Medical Center is certified as an advanced primary stroke facility and is one of the nation's 50 top cardiovascular hospitals and is a fully accredited chest pain center. In an emergency when every minute has meaning and every second counts, choose Shasta Regional Medical Center, your choice for emergency care. Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring for our community when minutes matter.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and Linda Bott. 8:21 in the morning here on the 24th of May. 60 degrees out there. Going to go up to 87 today. Possible chance of thunderstorms. This portion of the show brought to you by the PSA2 Area Agency on Aging. They have a Dignity at Home Fall Prevention Program. It's a no-cost program to the people that are in the program, and it's to reduce the numbers of debilitating falls suffered at home by our older adults and persons with disabilities. People are happier and healthier in their homes, so anything we can do to keep people in their homes longer works. Give them a call at 530-842-1687. Linda and I are here with Shasta County DA Stephanie Bridget. We're talking about next month is Elder Abuse Prevention Month. There's food drives. There's all types of things going on during the month. Is that correct?
Yeah. So the one that I definitely want to get the word out for is what we're coordinating is the Elder Abuse Prevention Food Drive. That started this week. It started 2 days ago, so May 22nd through June 9th. You can come and drop stuff off at my office. We've got a bin, a large bin out in our main lobby. We're wanting anything, you know, cereal, granola bars, condensed milk, any of the kind of non-perishable food items that aren't going to spoil.
Yeah, and they can nibble on and or right. Open up and things like that.
Things
yeah.
of, you know, dry pasta, dried fruits, raisins, all that type
cereals.
Of stuff. So cereals,
breakfast,
all that.
Breakfast cereal.
Yeah.
Linda
so,
and I have our little bowl of cereal in the evening. So
come by and fill up the bin, and it's really great. It usually fills up a few times. We empty it into another room, keep bringing it out. We also have several different county departments that have their own internal like barrel that we've set up for them, and they're doing their own internal collections, and we do have more barrels. So if there are any businesses out there, private businesses, or anyone who wants to get involved, they can come by our office and pick up a barrel for the food drive and participate in that. We'd love to have people participate. They can contact our office, contact Brianna, 530-245-6322. Just give her a call and she can set you up with that. And we'd love to have that. But it's, you know, it's really great. We try to get involved in everything else that goes on. A lot of stuff is put on by other agencies. I'm sure we'll be out at the Sundial Bridge again. They usually do that around the 14th or the 15th of June.
I think there's other things going on around the 9th or 10th.
Yeah, let's see. We've got
the 10th, something.
Yeah, June 3rd through the 11th is the Paint the Town Purple, because purple is the color of elder abuse prevention. We've got on June 10th, a Purple City Festival Sundial Bridge Lighting. That's going to be the date. So Saturday, I believe that's on a Saturday, June 10th.
Okay.
So we'll be out at that. We do a lot of those things.
So if Linda yells at me, should I paint my face purple? No.
No.
Okay.
No.
Hey,
you probably did something.
I always do something. I'm a man, okay? Just like your husband, who is... seems like the epitome of an honorable guy, taking care of the kids and all of these things. Retired highway patrolman. I'm sure every so often he irritates you. I can't believe that. Yeah. No answer, huh?
Okay. No answer.
No answer. Hey, Stephanie, the new courthouse is opening.
Mm-hmm.
And it's going to be, what, September?
Yeah, I keep hearing September as a more solid go date. So
yeah.
That's encouraging.
Sheriff was on last week. And he said it's going to be like $1 million, $1 million to set up a routine, areas for the prisoners, the transportation, everything that is a new cost.
Right.
To move prisoners from the jail to the courthouse.
Yep, moving them across the street.
Across the street. I said, why don't you just put them in shackles and just, you know, put police cars out there and just let them walk across the street. They get some exercise. They get some sun. People can throw garbage at them. Okay, maybe that wouldn't happen. But why does it cost
Carl,
so much?
Carl. There's some remodeling that needs to be done. There needs, you know, a big transport van, or multiple vans, plus the staffing for that to get them. Yeah, it's a lot of additional costs.
$1 million.
And a lot of time. So we're talking
and
about
the holding cell at the, courthouse is a lot smaller.
Yeah.
So yeah. You've got to take them over more.
It's going to go back and forth multiple times. And so that's why I say we also haven't even factored into the time, like the additional court time that's going to be with people just simply waiting, too, for offenders to get over there for their court dates. So it's frustrating. It's going to be a hurdle, and it's going to take quite a while to work out all of those.
What about the teleconferencing about, you know, for arraignments?
Like video arraignments, yeah.
Video arraignments.
So we are working on that with the courts. The courts are working very, you know, very diligently with all the partners on that. And that's going to be the hope, that we can do video arraignments. But, you know, there's issues and different opinions on whether the offender has a right to say no, that I don't want to do a video arraignment, that I want to be in person, and whether maybe everyone just says no and now we got to transport everyone over there, or can we say force them and say you have to do a video arraignment? There's different opinions and people kind of debating that now.
They're giving them the right to appear in court.
That's my position, that video arraignment is fine.
Yeah. I mean,
I'm not the one making that decision, so we'll see how that plays out.
Who makes that decision?
Well, I mean, ultimately the judge makes decisions on procedures
like that.
Oh, so if the judge
says, I'm just going to do video arraignments, then that's just what's going to happen.
Well, they're going to factor in what their interpretation of what the law and the right to confront and all that and be present in court, but yeah. It's not going to be my decision. I'm going to show up where we're told to show up for the arraignment.
I guess I don't know about arraignments, because an arraignment is they're brought in. Can you explain what an arraignment is?
Yeah, so that's the initial court appearance. So we have just filed a case. If a person is in custody, means they were arrested and they're still in jail, then they need to be arraigned within 48 hours. We're going to file the case. That means they have to be brought before a judge. They're basically going to be entering their plea, whether it's a guilty plea, not guilty plea.
But there's no witnesses or anything. I mean, it's not like he can confront his accuser. It's
right.
Just if it's going to go to court.
There's arguments that can be made there about bail, and, you know, there's definitely different things that are talked about at arraignment. Bail, no contact orders. You know, if you're bail out or if you're OR, we're going to issue a no contact order. They might argue or debate that. So there are things that occur there. But you're right. There's no witnesses typically that can be put on at that time.
Yeah, the rights are protected.
Yeah, it's just the arraignment.
My gosh, we could all the time we could solve or do, and less chances of people. It's less chances of somebody falling out of the van and getting injured or something like that.
Yeah, it's going to be interesting to see how this all plays out with the new courthouse.
Okay. We got to take a quick break here. When we come back, I want to talk about part of this new reparations hoo-ha that's going on is no bail. Do away with bail as part of the reparations list of things that is wanted. I want to hear you say it one more time.
My goodness.
What no bail would do to our system, which is already screwed up, not because of people not trying on, district attorney and the police, of course, but what our system has turned into. But, hey, this portion of the show brought to you by NorCal Tractor and Equipment. For all your Kubota needs. I saw him out at the rodeo. We had a nice chat. That he had a tractor out there that was just perfect for me. It was a small tractor. I could use it to cut the backyard. I don't even think I could get it down into through the gate. But they are really great people down there, and you ought to be thinking about clearing your property. If you've got larger areas of property out there to make them a little more fire safe, they have the equipment you can rent down there, and they teach you how to use it. Go out there and clear that property and make it a lot safer. Or if you've got a big job, they've got it all there at NorCal Tractor and Equipment, located at 2540 Gateway Drive in Anderson. Give them a call at 530-221-6800. We'll be right back.
KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243CT Redding.
Get ready, comedy fans, to spend an evening busting at the seams with comedian, actor, and writer Nick Swardson. Best known for his roles on Reno 911, Grandma's Boy, and his own comedy shows Pretend Time and Typical Rick. Nick Swardson will take you on a journey of smells and laughter. So grab your tickets today. Thursday, May 25th, the Wind River Resort and Casino Event Center will be filled with laughter. Tickets start at just $40 plus fees. Visit WindRiver.com for complete details. And find your moment at Wind River Resort and Casino.
Hi friends, RC with Tobacco and Brew, bringing you this month's Cigar of the Humidor. Esteban Carreras Chupacabra, 10th Anniversary, a medium to full-bodied gem. The 10th anniversary comes wrapped in an oily San Andres leaf. Nicaraguan filler and binder round out a beautiful, complex smoke. With notes of cocoa, pepper, nuts, and earth. Get yours today, Tobacco and Brew, Redding, California.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. Although Coachmaster is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge and the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coachmaster has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coachmaster, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coachmaster apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Hi, this is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Commons, an independent senior living community. I'm excited to share with you an exclusive program we are currently offering at River Commons called our Moderate Income Program. This is an in-house program offered by Raystone Senior Living. Those who financially qualify for this program will receive a reduced monthly rate. This rate still includes all of our regular services and amenities. Included in the monthly rent are 3 chef-prepared meals daily, weekly housekeeping and linen services, scheduled transportation, activities, utilities, cable TV, an emergency medical pendant, and more. Our community also has a very friendly family feel, all set on beautiful grounds with scenic views. To learn more about our moderate income program, schedule a tour, or lunch plus a tour, please give us a call at 530-221-2121. You can also visit us on our web at river-commons.com. We look forward to hearing from you.
KCNR invites you to join us the second Friday of the month starting at 8 a.m. for the Gorman Law Hour featuring local attorney Patrick Gorman, a legal expert when it comes to injured workers, compensation claims, and employee claims. So, if you have a legal question or just wonder whether or not you have a legal issue or problem, talk to Patrick Gorman, attorney at law, during the Gorman Law Hour, starting at 8 a.m. the second Friday of the month on KCNR.
Welcome back.
Good morning. Oh, everything is great. Hey, you know what?
What
goes on in Vegas stays in Vegas. What goes on in the things that we talk about?
In the break.
Hey, we've got a lot of good things coming up. We're talking about, like, you know, there's going to be a Special Olympic golf tournament that's coming up, and we've been invited to play. It's the one time that I feel like I can actually maybe hit the ball and not be embarrassed, or if I don't hit the ball, I'm encouraged. So, Curtis, will get back to you on that as well. Hey, this portion of the show is brought to you by
Cypress Square Barbershop right off of Athens Avenue. It's a veteran-owned business. It's a great barbershop. It is a barbershop. It's not a hair salon. It's the old school. I've never had a bad haircut there. Great people, Tim, Logan. Like I said, it's a veteran-owned business that gives discounts for seniors and veterans, and they work by appointment, so you don't have to wait around. Just make something that works on your schedule and get in there and get out. 530-244-9478, and it's Man's Last Stronghold. It's right off of Athens Avenue across the parking lot from Lucky Miller's. We're here with Shasta County DA, Stephanie Bridget. One of the things in the big reparations panel said, among others, that some people can get up to $1.3 million in payment, and even Gavin Newsom at first said whoa, but then and then he backtracked as usual. He goes, well, you know, that's got to be, you know, we have to look at that too. But one of the things was doing away with bail, cash bail. We did that for a while, didn't we, during the COVID fiasco.
So our county did it, but it was very briefly, okay. And that's when it was statewide. A lot of counties held on to it, and I believe there's still counties that still do it. I think L.A. might be one of them. So, yeah, it's not a good thing. You know, especially when you look at it in the totality of what our criminal justice system looks like in the state of California right now already, because we already can't get people to show up to court. So now we add into the fact that not only are things that used to be felonies and misdemeanors, the fact that they don't even have to post bail to get out of jail once they're arrested, we're just going to have people laughing at the criminal justice system even more than they already are. We have to have a mechanism to get people to show up in court if they posted bail and now they've got some real thing that they could lose if they don't show up. Or their family. Or to have bail set high enough to make sure that people who are a danger to our community can't get out and reoffend. And that's what we do with bail. And in my opinion, there's nothing wrong with that. And that is what we use that to protect our community from people who aren't following the law, from people who are hurting people in our community. So I am completely opposed to a system that would be a no-bail system.
You know, right now the DA down in L.A. has a 10,000-case backlog.
Yeah.
I'm
surprised it's not bigger than that.
Well, that's what they're saying. It's a 10,000-case. Yeah. But, of course, he's got DAs quitting all over him, but with no bail and all these other things that are going on.
Yeah.
He's
got his own DAs suing him. And winning.
And winning.
Yeah.
Releasing people. The fact is that Sheriff Johnson says they've got new people coming in. He really, his first priority is opening the second floor or third floor into jail. That
right.
puts another 230 people off the streets, thank goodness. I haven't heard anything about the new jail. Who knows about that? But that will take another, what'd they say, 275 or something?
Yeah.
Something like that. It's not, the first iteration of it, but they said they can add on to it as time goes on.
If we can staff it.
if we can staff it. Well, but Sheriff Johnson is, he's you know, he has signed up a bunch of people, and it looks like, you know, they've broken the code on how to do this.
That's awesome.
And, that is just, you know, that's outstanding. It's one thing, though, to get sheriff's deputies. It's another to get correctional officers.
Right.
They go through a different school and all this, but it's a, it's an honorable job. It's one that has to be done. It's a tough job, but without them, we can't keep the jails open.
Right.
Yeah. Imagine if it got like a Tehama County, when they're not even answering calls at certain times during the day because of their lack of deputies down there. So,
that's frustrating.
What do you see? What do you see in the next few months when it comes to the DA's office? You know, I know your people are working at a very high rate because of all the cases you have.
Yeah, well, we just, what was it, last week before we got one of our cases concluded, we had three of our homicide prosecutors were in trial in murder cases at the same time. So
Three different murder cases
going to trial at
the
same time.
Is that unusual?
It's very rare that we have three of them that are all homicide charges that are in trial at the exact same time. You know, we had the jury come back last week on the Marquez case with a second-degree murder verdict. And then we've got two others that are in the process. So we continue to be very busy with jury trials. That continues to be something that, you know, we're always pushing cases out week after week for trial. And then the next thing that we have is potentially, you guys are like using sign language to each other.
I don't know what he's saying. He's telling me to do something. I'm not sure what.
Yeah.
Anyway. Oh, okay. Tighten your... See, I can't.
Oh, okay.
Gotcha. I don't think he does the same kind of sign language I do.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Linda and I are both looking at Carl like, what is he doing?
I'm pointing to making twisty.
You know, I don't know what he's doing. He's looking at me, looking at him, looking at you, going, but, you know, okay, so you and I are blah, 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 blah. Okay. Anyway, Stephanie, what were you saying? Well, because the little thing that, you know, the arm needs to be screwed tightly because the microphone keeps moving around. So that's it. It happens. You know, you got a bunch of people over the weekend moving it around. So go ahead.
So anyway, I was talking about how, you know, we continue to be very busy with jury trials. Another thing that we did talk about briefly before we started up today, was the fact that we are working on, and it should be something we get within the next couple months, is a, digital storage system, which, you know, with Reading Police going to body-worn cameras, the amount of digital evidence that we get is going to, I mean, I would say double, but probably quadruple. I mean, it's really hard to tell how much additional lengthy digital evidence that's going to start coming into my office on top of what we're already getting with, like, Ring cameras and audio and video interviews and cell phone data. Just, we're really in a digital world, and how much you see that impacts your life with your cell phones and everything else. That also has an impact on law enforcement and on prosecution, because now we have all that. Are dealing
plus
with
you
all
have
that
to protect
same.
It. You've got to have firewalls.
So we are currently testing a system that it looks like is working out great, that is going to be our cloud-based secure digital storage system in order to take in all that additional evidence that we're going to get when our agencies in Reading Police very, very soon is going to have everybody using body-worn cameras.
Okay, let's go to the phones. Randy, good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
I got a general question about what happened to all the potential jurors. It just seems like your name comes up every year now. And it's just, you see the same people in there when you get called, and it just seems like the jury pool is down to 200 residents.
Yeah, that's a great
question.
That's a great question. Cause
thank you.
I was just actually talking to my mom about this the other day because she got called in for jury service last week, and she gets called every single year. I mean, without fail.
I thought you, if you did it once, that you were safe for 2 years.
It's 1 year, I believe.
Oh, is it 1 year?
You're free for 1 year.
Okay.
But she gets called every year, and then she's got, like, her neighbor, who's a really good friend of her, who's, like, never been called. So unfortunately, I'm actually not the person to really answer that question. That would be someone from the courts, because they're the ones that do the jury summons. So I don't know what type of algorithm or system that they use.
Don't
they
use the tax rolls? And, you know, you're on the rolls, tax rolls, and that's what I'd heard. And then but there's a lot of people paying taxes, and you're right, Randy.
Yeah.
You know, how come
yeah.
you get it every year and Stephanie's mom?
Right. And me personally, I think I've been in Shasta County now for 20 years. I think I've been summoned twice in 20 years. And so I've paid my taxes, and I'm registered with DMV. And
well, Linda's been called at least twice, I know, mm-hmm. and actually got in front of the judge.
Three times.
I've been called two or three times, but but they put it in some kind of order that it's, you know, group one through group 18 or something.
Right.
And I've been in group 16 or 17 every time, and they don't need me.
Yeah.
Plus the fact, I think if I ever went down and appeared in front of a judge and everybody there, that they'd disqualify me immediately, which is okay. But
Well, we also have a huge rate of people who don't even show up to their summons. So there may be a way that that's being tracked, and now they're recalling the people who do show up more, which is kind of fundamentally not fair for the people that show up.
No,
I don't know.
They don't show up.
I don't know if that's the case, but this is definitely an issue that I hear a lot of people talking about, that being called. And even when we're selecting a jury, it is very common to have someone, when we ask that question, have you ever served on a jury before? Oh, yeah, I've served on three. I've served on four. I was on one of yours about 10 years ago. You know, you hear that a lot. So I agree with you. So I'm sorry, Randy, I can't tell you the exact why answer to that, but that would be a good question for the courts.
Okay, but where in the courts would you ask that?
Well, I mean,
admin or
administration, or even just down in the jury room. That's they're every Tuesday. That's when jurors are called over for trials, and so you know they're all in there working the jury stuff at that time. But or the next time you get summoned to ask those questions.
Okay.
Do you ever have the court executive officer?
No, but
Melissa,
you know what?
Here?
Maybe it's time to have Melissa on. We can ask these questions and about just the dance that you all do with the court and with the defense lawyers. That would be really an interesting.
Yeah, because she could answer questions like that with more specificity.
Well, we'll reach out to her then. Okay, we got to take a break. This portion of the show brought to you by our friends over at Shasta Regional Medical Center. Shasta Regional Medical Center has got the highest ratings from the Watson Health Institute, and Shasta Regional Medical Center, of course, is one of the nation's top 50 cardiovascular hospitals, highest ratings from Medicare and Medicaid, the only hospital in the area with the Da Vinci Xi surgical robotics system. So many reasons to go to Shasta Regional Medical Center. Healing starts here. We'll be right back.
Bay Area politicians and special interest groups have their sights set on Shasta County. These special interest groups are funding the illegitimate recall effort of recently elected Shasta County Supervisor Kevin Cry. A new California law, AB 2582, allows Gavin Newsom to handpick our next supervisor, and they want a liberal Democrat. Keep the Bay Area catastrophe out of Shasta County and do not support the recall. To donate or more information, go to nooncryrecall.com. Paid for by the committee, Stop Newsom, No on Cry Recall.
Each year, millions of older adults suffer injuries from a fall. One out of five falls results in life-threatening injuries, such as broken bones or head trauma. Many falls are preventable. PSA 2 Area Agency on Aging announces the Dignity at Home Fall Prevention Program, funded by the California Department of Aging. This no-cost program's mission is to reduce the number of debilitating falls suffered at home by older adults and persons with disabilities. If you are 60 and older, or persons with disabilities of any age residing in Lassen, Modoc, Shasta, Siskiyou, or Trinity counties and are at risk of falling or being institutionalized, this program may be able to help. The Dignity at Home Fall Prevention Program enables older adults and persons with disabilities to live independently and safely in their home environment for as long as possible. Contact the SA2 Area Agency on Aging at 842-1687. That's 842-1687 to learn more about the Dignity at Home Fall Prevention Program.
30 years ago, Simpson University arrived in Redding with a promise to serve the North State. Warmly welcomed by this far Northern California community, we forged lasting partnerships, serving our neighbors locally as well as globally. Building on our promise, Simpson University now offers over 20 degree programs. Our promise to be the gateway to world service begins in our backyard. Learn more about Redding's hometown university at simpsonu.edu.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300. A reputation for excellence since 1965.
Look forward, face up at OrnegillMD.com. Dr. Gill has expanded her gynecology practice to include 360-degree health. Combining aesthetics with medical expertise ensures superior outcomes. State-of-the-art AI-driven 3D scanning gives you precise and safe results for your face. Strengthen your body and look good by combining the balance of hormones and immune health with Botox, filler, and laser. Improve your confidence, zeal, and relationships at OrnegillMD.com. New liquid technology creates natural face, neck, and brow lift, as well as liquid rhinoplasty and Dr. Gill's famous lip flip. Go to OrnegillMD.com to balance your body and reclaim your best, most beautiful self. Follow Dr. Gill on Facebook, Instagram, TikTok, and Twitter.
Book your appointment online at OrnegillMD.com or call 530-768-4504.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio, with Carl and the Bot. Good morning, everybody. This portion of the show brought to you by Gold Leaf Nursery. It's back open and stocked with fruit trees, blueberries, strawberry plants, veggies, you name it, they have it. Herbs, everything. And their new statuary has arrived. So if you want those water features up in front of your house or in the backyard, they have them. They're located at 6186 Turn Creek Road, just a quarter mile from Airport Road. Open Tuesday through Saturday.
And just to recap, of course, we have Stephanie Bridget with us, our Shasta County District Attorney. It is Elder Abuse Prevention Food Drive till June 9th. So the drop-off location is at the Shasta County District Attorney's Office, which is on West Street. Here's the things that we could use. Please donate these non-perishable food items, cereal, granola bars, condensed soup, large chunky soup, canned pasta, beef stew, chili beans with meat, oatmeal packets, canned tuna or chicken. Of course, I'm a tuna freak. Fruit cups, raisins, craisins, dried fruit, peanut butter, cracker, saltina Ritz, dry pasta, pasta sauce, juice boxes. And all food received at this food drive will be distributed to elders in Shasta County by Dignity Health Connected Living. So let's, if you've got that and you're thinking, you know, maybe you went to Costco and you've got five something and you're like, I really only need one, but I like this brand. This is the perfect time to donate it to June 9th. Again, Shasta County District Attorney's Office on West Street. There we go. Went through the list. One more time for a reminder.
Yeah, thank you.
You know, we talked about, I just mentioned that Soros down in L.A., Garcetti, or whatever his name is.
Gascon.
Okay, I'm sorry. No, I'm not. They've got a 10,000 case backload, which is probably not. It's probably more than that.
Yeah.
But let's talk about caseloads with you, Stephanie, just to remind people on a regular basis what how many cases we have here in little old Shasta County.
Yeah, so they have a 10,000 case backload, but that's about how many cases we get per year up here. We get anywhere from each year, anywhere from 9,000 to 11,000 to 12,000, depending on the year, how many cases are being submitted.
Ranging of course, murders and rapes.
Oh, types of crimes. Yeah. So obviously, you know, I would put at the extreme being, you know, homicides, murders, molestation, child abuse, those types of cases. And then it's, you know, down to us when we have petty thefts or, you know, maybe even just different types of municipal code violations that we'll get where people are violating some of the city municipal codes. We'll get some of those. So we've got the entire range of types of cases that are going to come into our office. We've got 28 attorneys. Those positions aren't always full. We currently, you know, are down two or three positions right now, just in prosecutors, and then we also have investigators and other positions where we have openings. But, yeah, it's every year we get a lot of cases, and, you know, if we get – even if we got on the low end, the 9,000 cases in any year – we still have the 9,000 from the previous year where not every single case was resolved. So there is that, like, a cumulative effect year over year. Or people who, you know, a single defendant who's got 10, 15, 20 cases because they don't show up for court because you can't hold them in jail because there's not enough room in the jail, or the law simply won't allow us to keep them in there.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Well, you know, and there's the problem there, too, is though it doesn't, it's not on that same level as sexual assault or rape or that kind of stuff. But some guy that's been arrested 30 times for breaking into businesses, for breaking into houses, for stealing things out of your car. I mean, it has an impact on people's lives.
Yeah, that has a huge impact on people's lives.
Are you able to bundle some of these? You did that.
Yeah.
You were doing that.
We definitely do.
You bundle like 8-10 of them and say, we got to get this guy off the street.
Oh, yeah. We definitely, if one person's got multiple cases, we're bringing them all in, and we're taking them all into consideration in what we're ultimately going to do on that case, for sure. But those are the cases that impact the vast majority of our community. You know, thankfully, the vast majority of our community is not going to be impacted by, you know, murder and rape and stuff like that. Though we do have a lot of those cases in our community, and we put a lot of our time and resources into those cases. But the vast majority of criminal impact on our community is exactly what you said: their business, their car, different things like that that are being.
And
broken
most
into.
Of this, I don't want to put words in your mouth, but most of this is drug related.
A lot. There is a lot of drug related crimes.
Mm. I just saw where this new thing is. Like, fentanyl wasn't bad enough. Mm-hmm. They're adding trank. That's what the street name for it is. It's horse tranquilizer to the drugs, and it's causing zombie like performance from people that are on it, and it rots away skin. Mm. I mean, can you imagine this? To amputation at times. I was just listening to this yesterday in the Armstrong Getty Show. But just when you think fentanyl, there's nothing worse than that. Then they start adding this.
Yeah, well.
We're killing ourselves.
We are. I need to go.
Me telling you that.
Listen to some of those about that.
That's the newest thing.
Yeah. Fentanyl is bad enough, though. That is truly killing communities. And it's what these drug dealers are using to get people addicted. It's so addictive. That's why they're adding it to you know, other illicit drugs, because it's cheaper, it's more addictive. You can get them addicted, and now you got a repeat client.
Well, the local Native American rancheria, not the Wind River one, but another one, has called a state of emergency for their tribe. They've had overdoses on this, you know, on fentanyl. It's extremely serious. Where it's a state of emergency for them, and it, I don't understand why, and I see where the governor said it was so bad in San Francisco, he was bringing in the National Guard.
Yeah.
I'm not sure what the National Guard would be, except unless he wanted to block the border, which I don't think is what he wants to do.
Yeah. Well, and I think we talked last time we were here about how that legislation didn't even pass regarding adding additional admonitions to people who
yeah.
sell fentanyl, that
That's
it could
right.
be dangerous and could kill a human and stop doing it, or you could be charged with murder. I mean, that's very simplified version of what the law would actually say, but that's and that didn't pass.
You have a case where you charge somebody with that.
We do.
And is that still working its way through?
It is, yeah.
This story is about an 18-year-old or 19-year-old who sold a 13-year-old pure fentanyl.
The juvenile believed it to be a different type of drug.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. He did not know about it.
Correct. Yeah.
And it killed him. We had his mom on the show, yeah. and she's trying to make parents aware of this,
yeah.
that how just dangerous this is.
Yeah. It's parents definitely need to be aware of that. They need to remind their kids, don't take candy, gum, all of those things, especially because it can be in that too, and you just don't know. I mean, I'm very particular and remind my kids of that all the time. Just, you know, if you didn't bring it to school yourself, don't take it from somebody else, because you never know what is going to
be. Yeah, they got rainbow colored fentanyl.
And it can kill you, like.